With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say a massive explosion and fire at a port in southern Iran has killed four people. At least 500 have been injured. Nuclear negotiations between the U.S. and Iran taking place this weekend.
Experts on both sides will meet on Saturday to start hammering the technical details of any possible deal. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the crushing economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed on the Islamic Republic. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's program if a deal isn't reached. Iranian officials increasingly warn that they could pursue a nuclear weapon, with their stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. I'm Karen Shamas.
Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security and infrastructure that will include more living space for those being deported.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody, and then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
The director of the National Economic Council says it's only natural to see some negative sentiment on Wall Street since the markets are notorious for hating change.
And President Trump is an agent of change who is voted in because Americans decided that the economy that Joe Biden handed us was a sick patient that needed some fixing.
Kevin Hassett was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to the close of a winning roller coaster week. The S&P 500 up 0.7% Friday. Shedeur Sanders still awaiting a call as the NFL draft goes into its final day. The uncertainty surrounding the Colorado star and son of Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders is the dominant story in this draft. This is SRN News. How does one decide between right and wrong? Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied that petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity, and the Mississippi Supreme Court voted 8-1 to uphold that earlier ruling. This is SRN News. A man died in New York Friday morning after being stabbed on a subway train following a dispute of what officials say is the subway system's first homicide of the year.
Police in New York City are looking for a man they say stabbed to death another man during Friday morning rush hour on the subway and in the subway station when the two men got off. Police say the men had gotten into an argument when the attacker stepped on the victim's shoes. It happened in the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway station in Lower Manhattan. Police say the victim, a 38-year-old man, was stabbed multiple times in his torso and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Police described the attacker as in his 20s or 30s, dressed in black and wearing black headphones. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump was among more than 50 heads of state and other dignitaries attending the funeral for Pope Francis today in Vatican City. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.